Every Wednesday at this time is Vents Day on the Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics that we provide. You provide the opinions. This week's topics, Earth Day, it is Earth Day today, and long presidential campaigns, 800-838-3760, our phone number, our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So here we are, Earth Day number 46. We've been observing this day for nearly half a century now. Have we learned a great deal, or do we still have much to learn? Are we better stewards of the planet than we were in 1970? Consider that the first Earth Day took place less than a year after an oil slick caught fire on the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland, a low point in our care of land, water, and air. But it can certainly be argued that while rivers don't burn currently in the United States, we're heating up the entire planet all at once, with potentially dire effects, scientists tell us. Give us your perspective on Earth Day, the road we've traveled, the road we have left to travel, or tell us about memorable Earth Days in your life, things you did or saw done that made you feel reassured that we could keep the planet in good shape or at least get it there, or tell us about Earth Day assemblies in your community. 800-838-3760 to take part in Vents Day. 800-838-3760. Emails jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two on this Earth Day concerns something that will happen more than a year and a half from now, Election Day 2016. Are you ready and excited for another presidential campaign, another presidential election, or do you wish the candidates would all go away for a while longer? We've already got a Clinton in the field for sure, perhaps a Bush on the way, and maybe another two dozen between the two parties by the time all the candidates have committed. Is this an embarrassment of potential presidential riches, as the Chicago Tribune puts it? A dispiriting and vacuous start, as the Sacramento Bee puts it? If you could change anything about races for the White House, length included, what would you change? First call goes to Anne and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So here's my comment about Earth Day. There's too many people, too much pollution, too much resource destruction, too much complacency. We are destroying the biosphere one ecosystem at a time, which will destroy our own species. Personally, I expect a major environmental catastrophe by 2040.
Any idea what that might be?
Well, you know, we're doing so much damage, you know, just like using all these herbicides and pesticides that are destroying the pollinators, and 30-40% of our food is dependent on those pollinators. And we've got the climate change in the mix, which is making things drier, and making weather more chaotic. And all of these things put together, we're just putting too much strain on the system.
Do you think it's reversible, Anne? I mean, as concerned as you sound like you are, I mean, do you think we still have time to make changes to help repair the damage we've done?
Well, if the entire planet went to the one child per woman rule that China got so much hassle for having, I think that, yes, we could slow the destruction and educate people, and but having watched things from the first Earth Day to now, I just don't see that happening. I just think that we're on this collision course, and and the biggest driver of that collision course is over human population.
All right, so population certainly has to be a component of that. Anne, thanks so much for calling. Good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, taking your ventings on Earth Day and long presidential campaigns. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Charlie and Eugene, you're up.
Hi, good morning. Say, I think it was 1970. I think that was the second Earth Day celebration.
That was the first one, 1970.
That was the first. Okay, it was the first one, 1970. I was. It all gets very hazy. I was, and you'll understand why. I was a junior in high school, and our high school was right across from New York City, and we several of us played hooky, and took the subway over to New York City to participate in this first. I guess it would have been the first Earth Day celebration, and two memorable things stick out in my mind. Oddly enough. One was that Crosby, Stills, and Nash were doing a free concert on a flatbed truck on 14th Street.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty cool. And that was the first time I ever saw a Frisbee in action.
They were sort of contemporaries, weren't they? Earth Day and Frisbees, yeah.
Yeah. It was the first time any of us saw a Frisbee. And I think the thing had actually been around from Wham-O. Wham-O was the company that had made the original Frisbees. But I think they had been around since the 50s, but it took a certain, shall we say, recreational activity in order to fully appreciate.
Hence the haze you referenced, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But then we all moved all up to Central Park, and I actually have Super 8 video. I have Super 8, not video, but I haven't transferred. I actually have Super 8 movie film of this whole thing going on, which one of these days perhaps I'll transfer over to the thing. But it was a fun time back then. It was definitely a fun time. But on the other hand, the Earth Day, Earth has been subjected to so many intense bombardments and catastrophes, but life has gone on. Life cannot be killed on Earth. I mean, think about it. There have been 5 major extinctions. The Earth has been a snowball planet, pole to pole, covered in ice at one point. And life went on. It's been bombarded by enormous, you know, Mount Everest-sized asteroids or comets that have wiped out 70-80% of all flora and fauna, and yet life goes on. So, you know, we're just such a tiny little blip. No matter what we do, no matter what we do, we may have temporary effects. Things will go extinct. Things will die off. In the time scale of the Earth, it doesn't really much matter.
But then is it incumbent upon us, Charlie, as the species that occupies the Earth now and seems to be atop the food chain, to take good care of the place?
Oh, absolutely. We're enjoined to do such. You know, the whole concept of conservation goes directly to that. I mean, why spoil our own nest, as it were, to use that? No, we have every moral obligation to preserve, to conserve and to use wisely what we do have.
All right, but, so life will go on. It won't necessarily involve human beings, but life will go on. Charlie, good to talk to you. Thanks for sharing the memories of that first Earth Day, and I hope you get that film transferred to video sometime soon. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your calls and comments on Earth Day and long presidential campaigns. It's a free-for-all on just those topics. Join us at 800-838-3760 around the listening area by email jx@jeffnet.org. Email here from John and Eugene about the presidential campaigns. He says the press is largely responsible for the long campaign season, covering endless polls, trivial scandals, in quotes, and meaningless straw polls in single states is very easy journalism, also in quotes, but is not particularly valuable to voters. Endless declarations that only an Iowa-New Hampshire winner can be a presidential contender are easy to repeat, but really benefit only the advertisers in those early states. He's right about that. Boy, they are awash in money in New Hampshire coming up to the primary season. But anyway, I am very disappointed that public radio has fallen into the endless horse race coverage, too. The whole process is designed to keep us from getting and digesting real news. That from John in Eugene. Let's go to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hey, Earth Day, hate Ashbury, Coors beer.
Your memories are coming in little chunks, I see.
Marijuana, on and on. Geodesic domes.
So I have quite a few memories there.
I was going to talk about the election.
Okay, please.
I got all nostalgic about the good old days. I used to kind of hate these long presidential election things,
mm-hmm.
but I'm actually come to enjoy them. I don't follow it all that close, but you get all these crackpots that are running for president, one-issue presidents.
Uh-huh.
And so they love to be on television, and they love to shoot off their mouths. And so you get like about 18 months here for all these guys and gals that to basically commit suicide on television right in front of everybody in the world. And I find it pretty amusing. And also, I think that it's good for our democracy. I think that it proves that it doesn't matter who you are, if you can get the media to notice you, you can run for an office in this country, the highest office, in fact. And I don't believe this stuff when people at the end of all this say that they're undecided. I just can't believe that. There's no way you could be undecided by the time that this is all over. You could be uninterested or just totally bummed out and not want to vote for anybody, but there's no way you could be, you know, not able to make a decision.
Well, you know, and so much of political science these days indicates that, it's not so much that people haven't made up their minds. They just haven't made up their minds whether or not they're going to vote. That we're generally pretty well decided pretty early on. I really do wonder, though, I mean, whether the length of the campaign makes it, in a sense, better for some people because you get to know that much more. I mean, we make comparisons with, for example, the British system, parliamentary systems, where the election campaign's about 3 months long. And that's it. Do you learn enough about the person who's going to be the chief executive in that process?
Well, you know, I'm getting up there in years now, and I can remember when they first started covering presidential stuff on TV. And, you know, back then, the public didn't really have anything to do with who was going to be the two nominees. That was all done kind of in-house. Back room, closed doors.
At the convention, yeah.
Everything, yeah, it was all kind of bought and paid for. And now it's right out there for all of us to see, the whole world to see. And I kind of like it. I think we always want more democracy. We always want to be more a part of the situation. And I think this gives us more of a chance to be that way.
Okay, Dennis, thanks for the thoughts. Good to talk to you. This is the Jefferson Exchange. This is our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. We're talking about long presidential campaigns and Earth Day, your memories of Earth Day, your thoughts about Earth Day, your wishes for Earth Day for this and future years. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, good morning. Earth Day has always kind of puzzled me because it's such a human centralized thing. You know, if it wasn't humans worrying about each other and trying to control each other's environment, you know, from the burning up of the woods in Brazil to wherever in the planet, the whole concept of Earth Day really wouldn't exist.
All right. So we have...
In other words, you know, if human population and control and placement and, you know, advancement isn't the primary, since Earth Day was created by humans, you know, looking into the mirror and, you know, I found the enemy, it already me type thing.
Oh, sure. We've seen the enemy and it is us. Thanks
yeah.
for the...
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right, Jim, take care. Good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Earth Day and long presidential campaigns are topics. Joe, in talent emails, these long campaigns with private financing are nothing more than con games for these folks to liberate our cash with the promise of us supporting a viable candidate. They get huge sums of money, and they bank enough to let them continue to live in the lifestyles we can only dream of until the next cycle. Make the campaign 6 months long, pay for it with tax revenues, and make it mandatory for the media to give the candidates X amounts of time to make their case. Without outside money, we stand to have people serving us who are more concerned about representing us than buying another home they forget they have. That from Joe in Talent. What do you think? I mean, we can certainly get into the subject of money in campaigns, and boy, a lot of money has to get spent to put a person in the White House these days. It was $1 billion in the campaign of 2012. It'll probably be more than that in the campaign of 2016. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts on the length of the presidential campaign and what it does to you and your attention span and your pocketbook, for that matter. And also talk to us about Earth Day while you're at it. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. A couple of editorials I cribbed here to talk about Earth Day. This is from the Courier-Journal in Louisville from yesterday, which points out the first Earth Day took advantage of an American population, many of them young people, who were energized by the anti-war movement. And the Earth Day observations that year had bipartisan leadership, which seems largely impossible given today's polarized political words and deeds regarding the environment. Think about this. Shortly after the first Earth Day, again with bipartisan efforts, the United States established the Environmental Protection Agency, the Clean Water Act, and the Endangered Species Act. Now people can't and won't even agree on the reality of climate change, and some states' workers are prevented even from using the two words in official communications. And too many of us have our heads buried in handheld screens instead of looking at the life we share on planet Earth, and instead of wondering and looking skyward about our place in the universe. How to reframe the conversation, the perspective, the Courier-Journal writes, try listening to a handful of astronauts who've seen our home from a vista we can only dream about. Sure, we can see the pictures they took, but that's not us floating in a tin can far above us, as the song almost said. What's it going to take for us to realize that we are not passengers on spaceship Earth, as Marshall McLuhan said, but we are all crew and all have responsibilities as our home's crew members? Let Earth Day 2015 lead us to a bigger picture regard of our home. Let's lead our so-called leaders on this. That from the Courier-Journal in Louisville regarding Earth Day. Let's get your thoughts on either Earth Day or long presidential campaigns. Join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Neela in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. Happy day.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. I was just calling about the dark money that's in politics these days. I've always had the contention that it's money laundering, actually, when we don't know where the money is coming from, and they don't, you know, they're not forthcoming with that. Do you think it's like money laundering? It's almost like money in broad,
well, the fact
daylight.
That you don't know who's behind some of this certainly is a cause of concern, which raises the question then for you and a lot of other people. I mean, is your primary concern the amount of money in politics or the amount of information about the spending?
I think it's both. Mm-hmm. I think there should be less and a little bit more exposure to who's with this dark money coming in.
Right. Okay. There was an interesting column today.
I think that's the problem. The dark money is kind of bothering me more than anything else.
But well, and some of the loopholes that have been used too, the 501c4s as opposed to 501c3 nonprofits that are officially nonprofit groups that don't take advocacy positions, but they do take advocacy positions, just not specifically in favor of a candidate. It's often against some other candidate. Neela, thanks for your thoughts. Let's go to Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Oh, good morning. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
You know, I wasn't going to talk about the election, but the money thing, you know, Jeb Bush is going to privatize. They're going to create a billion-dollar corporation that will be separate from his campaign and yet help him run for president. But anyway, Earth Day is such an awesome concept, and I remember back being hauled by my father, who was a professor at San Jose State, to, I think, what was the first Earth Day when I was 12 or 13, And Buckminster Fuller was championing the geodesic dome, and there was all of this energy. It was all positive, forward thinking, and I just, I could get really excited and nostalgic. I love Genesis. Genesis comment. I was a little young to be drinking Coors, but then today's, you know, Register Guard had a comic in it. I think the Wizard of It. I can kind of lose track of which one. It says, you know, the king's walking the hallway, oh, happy Earth Day. And he says, you know, Earth Day, isn't that like an abuser buying a bouquet of flowers for his wife?
Wow, that's pretty
harsh. And I went, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. So how did we go from the 70s of potential and excitement and joy and connectivity to fear and loathing and anger and accusation? You know, because the earth is our mother. Without it, we will not live.
You know, I often think about that very thing, Ryan, and I think what it comes down to is we really need to look at demographics more than anything else. If the number one birth year in American history was 1957, and it sounds like you were born right around that time.
Exactly, you hit it.
Most of the people who were celebrating Earth Day were 13 years old. These are people who are like just about to get into high school. Their lives are before them. They're really excited for things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the energy of the environmental movement, the energy of connectivity, the whole concept of ecology, the study of our house, you know, mm-hmm. not ecological sciences or environmental sciences, but the study of the house, the entirety. I mean, think about the hubris of of a hard attempt to understand. I loved your interview about trying to manage 24,000 acres, let alone, I don't know what the totality of the earth is. You know, the hubris of humankind to think that, you know, that we are in fact inadvertently doing the grand experiment of mismanagement. And so how do we wrap our brains around this? But I think that awesome potential, my 20-year-old is probably going to be listening to this tonight at SOU, and he is so excited about the future life. He has this great potential, the same energy that I had, and you said in high school. I was in the first environmental studies class offered in our high school by a guy named Frank Schiavo, and that had never been done in high school before. He created this mm-hmm. class to allow this to become a science class. And I just think back, you know, what hits my heart is just how much I was convinced that this was all possible. If we thought about it, if we engaged in it, it was all possible. And the countervailing view in the intervening years has won.
Huh. Well, we shall see about that. Ryan, thanks for the call. Always good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Earth Day and long presidential campaigns are topics. Here's Mary in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi. Yes, my concern about Earth Day is the future and the TPP treaty that is before Congress now.
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Committees,
mm-hmm.
And that will allow corporations to sue countries for losing profits because of their environmental laws, and for them to allow corporations to then be reimbursed for their losses. And that concerns me, and I have a lot of concern about that for the future. I can see that changes have happened over time because we discontinued the fairness doctrine in the media, where you had to present both sides, and now we have this great polarization that allows people to just say whatever and not be challenged for their views. Mm-hmm. And I think we have these long presidential campaigns. One of the reasons is because of campaign financing that has been changed dramatically and allowing the 0.01% to supply 42% of the political funding. And so we have politics by interests, mm-hmm. high interests.
Right. Well, you know, it's a good connection you're making there between political campaigns and care of the environment. You know, the people with the most money tend to get heard the most, as you have pointed out. And we will endeavor to make sure that we can get some information on about the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the near future. I know a lot of people are concerned about that. I have a final email here on this Vents Day from Jay No Town Given. He says, water is the foremost issue for our own prurient interests. That's item number one on Jay's email. Item number two, who is the best liar and salesperson of false promises? I assume he's referring to people running for president. He says, money for more money. They represent themselves, the 1%. So another spirited Vents Day on this Earth Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for sharing your thoughts about Earth Day. Quite a few memories I can hear out there. Thanks for that. And we'll be talking more about the presidential campaign, you can be sure, as time goes on here on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for listening.